May I have your attention, please? My name is Andy Black, and you need to understand that America's healthcare system is broken. They haven't found a single cure for any disease in over 60 years, even though America spends more money on doctor's visits, prescription drugs, physical therapies, surgeries, and specialists than any other nation on the planet. In spite of all that, America is dead last in ranking of all the industrialized nations. If Americans were living longer and had a higher quality of health than all those nations, that would be great. But the truth is, we are not living longer and we don't feel better. In fact, we have more disease and live considerably shorter lives than they do. Even their overall quality of health is ranked considerably higher than ours. So, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update, the one place you can turn to learn the truth about America's sick care system. Truth is, the pharmaceutical system decided many years ago to never cure another disease. And in back rooms, you can hear them explain that there is simply too much money in treating symptoms of disease to ever release another cure. Today's health update is much more than just physical health. By listening to Roy Williams, you will learn how to support your health naturally, how to avoid using prescription drugs, and how to decrease pain and feel 10 to 15 years younger in just 1 month. Roy also keeps you informed about fake diseases such as COVID, and how to supercharge your immune system naturally, and what is fast becoming his most popular show, Freedom Fridays. So sit back, relax, and listen so you can begin to understand why so many say to Roy, your show is the shortest 30 minutes on the radio.
Welcome to Freedom Fridays. I love to do Freedom Fridays almost as much as I do Monday schools, and I appreciate everybody that chooses to listen. Got a lot I'm going to try to cover today. A lot of things on my mind about our freedoms. Our forefathers, our founding fathers, whatever you want to call them, they warned us that the problem with a representative republic was twofold. Number one, you would have to maintain it. There'd be struggles. You'll have to protect it. But the other one was you got to be sure you put the right representatives in place. Well, we have really messed up on the latter. I am so embarrassed sometimes with the representatives that we put in our country. And I'm talking about both the representatives and the Senate. I'm not the House and the Senate. And even the president at this time, I am embarrassed that we allowed them to steal the election, and that's what they did, and we've got all the proof in the world now coming out. You're going to see it. So mark my words, in the near future, and I do mean near future because it's not but about a little over a year now till the next presidential election, but let me tell you something. You're going to be embarrassed when you find out what our representatives, the people that we voted to put in place, have done to our country and are trying to do to our country. Today, just flat out, in my own words, we put a bunch of communists and socialists and narcissists in office. We really have. It's embarrassing. It really is. And I understand what happened. We became a very satisfied nation. We are so fortunate. God has blessed us so much over the years that we have become one of the richest, most powerful, freest, biggest opportunity nation on earth, to the point that people from all over the world want to come in. And I think they should, but I think they should do it legally. That they should do it exactly the way we wrote up the rights to do it. And I think what's happening right now is an invasion. And you heard me right. You want to maintain your freedoms, you got to protect your borders, and we've got to stop this crazy invasion that our leaders right now are allowing to happen. And Biden and his administration are dead set on making sure that foreigners outnumber us. You heard me. If they had their way, they would bring in another 300 million foreigners into this country so that we'd never have another free election. They don't want us to be free. They want us to be held in bondage for the rest of our lives. And, of course, on Freedom Fridays, we talk a lot about states, nationals, and I am going to mention that today this way. Last Monday of every month, right here at Herbs and More at 5:30, we gather and we talk about our rights and we talk about what we've got to do as a people to get our rights back. Because just as sure as we, without knowing any better, voluntarily gave away our rights and gave away our freedoms, we can take them back, because that is supplied within the writings of the Constitution and other things. What we've done, though, is we have become so complacent that we have not paid attention to what our politicians tell us. Isn't it interesting that, you know, I run a business and I advertise, and they can absolutely put me in jail for false advertising, for lying to the public. Yet did you know that there's absolutely no way you can press charges on a politician for lying to you to get in office? It is our responsibility to pay attention to what they say and then find out if they're telling us the truth. It is a test of our character, not theirs, believe it or not. And I know that's hard to swallow, but that's exactly what's happened. And as a result, we got a bunch of people in there that lie. They lie about everything. And all you politicians that listen, and I know you do listen to this show, about 99% of you are liars. I don't trust you. The American public no longer trusts you. And I'm going to say this about the media. About 99% of the media are liars. They're controlled by the government and by big organizations that tell them what they're going to say. And, I mean, they walk in lockstep, just like a communist leader would expect their servants to do. And you heard me right. You in the media, if you're just going along to get along and doing what they tell you to do and not reporting the truth, you're just as guilty as they are. I cut no corners. I'm going to tell it like it is. But they lie about everything, and they're lying to you right now on a regular basis, and they're getting ready to set you up to what they're going to do is require you and I, all of us, they're going to require us to give away more of our freedoms. Oh, yeah, get ready. That's what they do when they start scaring us with world war, when they start scaring us with nuclear war, when they start scaring us with global warming, when they start scaring us with vaccines, or I should say viruses, when they start doing anything to scare you, these fires that's going on all over the world. Y'all think that was just the thing in Maui and in a couple other places? Oh, check your records. There's huge fires that's been going on all over the world. And they're doing it on purpose to scare us, to get us under control. And how do they change? How do they take away our freedoms? They scare us. They scare us to the point that we think, all right, we're going to have to rely on government. And that gives them the opportunity to come in and say, well, here's what we're going to have to do. And y'all are going to have to give this up and that up so that we can help protect you. That's the lie. That's the one of the big lies they spew out. So get ready to give up more of your freedoms if you aren't willing to protect the freedoms that we have. Get ready. They're going to do their best by 2024 elections to shut them down. They absolutely cannot stand for us to have free and actual fair elections. They don't want that. Because we won't put them back in office. How do you explain that when this has been 5 years ago when they did some studies to find out how many people approved of Congress, and Congress had an 86% disapproval rating, yet the same group of them won again in the next election? Come on, folks, that's just garbage dump thinking if you believe that's right, if you believe that they're not messing with our elections. Oh, they are. So get ready. They're going to shut down the elections, all right? Get ready. They're going to try their best to scare everybody into wearing masks, although that's there's so much of a refusal to do that already that they may back off on that one, but it wouldn't surprise me if they don't start trying to scare everybody into thinking that they have to wear a mask. They're also going to come out with more vaccines because they're going to create more man-made viruses, just like the COVID virus. If it's, you know, COVID is a real virus. I don't know if COVID-19 was. I've never seen where they isolated it under a microscope, but I've had some people tell me they have. Well, show it to me. They never can show it to me. So I'm willing to keep an open mind. Show it to me. Show me what it looks like. And then they try to tell you, well, it really isn't man-made. It is a virus, but we manipulated it so that it's not the same. In other words, it's man-made. Get ready. The truth is going to come out. So get ready. There's going to be more vaccines made available, and they're going to try their best to force us into taking them because they want to change the DNA in our bodies. Because, you know, when they change the DNA in corn, when they change the DNA in fish, when they change things like that, they get patents on it, and then they are theirs. They own them. They own them. They want to own us. That's what they do. So get ready. It's coming. I also want you to be expecting a very great scare tactic called World War. It's coming. It's being set up all over the world. We've got more military maneuvers worldwide, not just the United States, but worldwide going on out in the oceans now than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And I'm getting this verified by military experts telling me, says, oh, you would not believe the war games that's going on right now with all nations, especially China and Russia and others, that's flexing their muscle to show how much military might they have. So get ready. There's going to be the threat of and the possibility of a world war or a nuclear war, okay? They'll try to scare us with a nuclear war, which is, I guess, people's greatest fear. So be prepared. I just want you to be prepared because if we're going to hang on to our freedoms, because this is called Freedom Fridays, we're going to have to be prepared to just say no. To just say, no, I'm not going to participate in your game. I'm not going to participate in your war. I'm not going to participate in your vaccine. I'm not going to do it. Don't do it. Please don't take a vaccine. Be smart. These things are not FDA approved. They put them on us under a fear tactic that just don't do it. Get ready. They're going to tell you how important it is that you give up more money, that they raise your taxes so that they can protect us from these threats like global warming, which is an absolute hoax. It's a lie. There's absolutely no scientific evidence of that whatsoever. If you look back far enough in history, you'll see that it has been worse many years ago than it is today as far as how hot it is or how cold it is. I remember when I was growing up, my dad's fear that they were teaching and preaching about back then was another ice age and what we would do in the event that it happened. Folks, this stuff's been going on for years. You see, they got to have a boogeyman. You know what I mean? They got to have something they point to scare the living daylights out of us. And so what do they want to do is raise our taxes to take away more of our freedoms, to force us to work harder so that they can have more control over us. And the more money they can tax from us, the less control we have and the more dependent we become. Just giving you information, do with it what you will, but I challenge you to pay attention and see how much of what I tell you is going to happen does happen. It's going to happen. It will happen unless we make some major changes that I can't see coming anytime soon. I do believe that there's a good chance that Biden's going to be taken out of office very soon now. I can see that happening. He's not physically or mentally capable of staying in that position. I do believe they're going to move Kamala into that position just to point to somebody as the leader. And they're going to be, at the same time, grooming Michael Obama to take over. I did not make a mistake when I said Michael. It will be Michelle, as y'all know her, it. It's not a her. I've seen too much evidence now, and you're going to see this come out very soon, too, that Michelle Obama's a man, that her children are not, that they claimed as their children, hers and Obama's, are not theirs. Men can't have children. Did y'all not know that? Did y'all not know that men can't have children? Surely you aren't blind enough and gullible enough to believe those things, that they're preparing men to start having children. That won't never happen. I just can't believe it. Get ready. There's going to be some huge attacks on religion. I don't care if you're religious or not. I don't care if you go to church or not. I don't care if you believe in God or not. You better be ready. They're going to attack, especially the Christians of the world. I did say the world, not just the United States of America, but they're going to be attacking our faith. They've got to destroy God so that they can become gods with a little G. As Soros said when they was questioning him, and they said, well, you're like a god. And he says, oh, no, I am a god. Well, I would beg to differ with him. He may think he's a god, but it's a little G. There's only one capital G God, and that's the one true and living God, the creator of all that we know. They're going to attack our rights to bear arms. They already are. I mean, have you not watched what that governor in New Mexico is trying to do? good grief. She's trying to say that under an emergency situation, what she says has more power than the Constitution. In other words, she's doing that because she's saying that we want to get rid of all guns from all of our citizens. Folks, watch those liars. Watch them try to steal your rights, try to take away your freedoms. And believe me, if they ever do take away our rights to bear arms, the only people that will have the arms in their hands, the firearms, the guns, the protection, will be the government and everybody that works for them. They'll be the only ones, and then they can rule you at the point of a gun. That's how they do it. So get ready. All this stuff is coming. You might as well get ready, too. There's going to be even higher interest rates. You think they're bad now? I mean, when you realize that the real estate industry is now down 45% of what it was this time last year. 45%. Folks, they're destroying the real estate industry by raising interest rates. And why are they doing that? Well, because they really don't want us to be able to own property. They think the government should own everything. It should be in the government's name. And everything we do is with their permission by renting the right to live where we do. If they had their way, believe me, they would charge you a tax for breathing. Oh, wait a minute. Aren't they doing that anyway? Aren't they trying to do that with a carbon tax? What is it you exhale, folks? Get ready. They're setting you up so that you lose your God-given rights. What kind of rights? God-given rights. Get ready. There's going to be even more election fraud. You think it was bad in 2000? Wait till you see what they have planned for us in 2024. They must stop Trump. They don't care what it takes. They don't care how many people are hurt. They don't care how bad the economy becomes. They don't care how high food costs go up, how high your electric bills go, your gas bills go. They don't care. They've got to stop Trump, because if they don't stop Trump, they go down. What do I mean by that? I'm telling you right now, when Trump steps back into office after what they've done to him, after all the lies they've told about Russia, 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 after all the indictments, all the affidavits, get ready. He is going to turn it on them. And let me tell you something, when you find out how many of them are involved in things like child sexual trafficking, when you find out how many of them are into human trafficking, making human beings slaves of all kinds, when you find out that they actually harvest children's organs so that some rich billionaire can get a heart or lung or a kidney that they need. When you find out what they have done, I'm talking about the people in power. I'm talking about the really powerful billionaires, and I won't call names. You'll find out soon enough, and when you do, you're going to see when the truth comes out, they're going down. They know they're going down. They know that they're doomed. They know that American public won't stand for it. They know that they'll never be able to walk in public again without being stoned. And I'm not talking about smoking some kind of weed either. I'm talking about rocks hitting them. We'll not tolerate it. When you know the truth will set you free, but it's going to condemn them. We have a two-tier justice system. That's as bad as it was back in Great Britain, only worse. It's as bad. I believe it's worse. How can you explain that Hillary Clinton got away with all the stuff that she got away with no charges ever pressed, no time in prison, where if you and I had destroyed the information she destroyed and done the things she done, we would be in jail for the rest of our lives. We have a two-tier justice system. When you look at Hunter Biden and you see the facts on what this man has done, doing deals behind American leadership's back, except for Biden himself. He knew what was going on and how many millions and millions of dollars they have taken from our enemies, foreign countries that are enemies, and no one's pressed charges on him yet. They won't even, we've got a corrupt justice system that won't even look into the matter. Heck, we couldn't even get our own justice system to look into the corruption in the voting systems. We can't get them, still hadn't got them to do it. So the military is going to have to walk in and take over and fix all this, and it's not going to be a coup. You're going to see it done peacefully and lawfully. That is, if we are smart enough as a nation to get out and vote this next time, paper ballots only, same-day counting, a fair election, and you'll see that Donald Trump will win by the greatest numbers ever in the history of anybody who's ever run for office. It is coming. You know, because people talk like I do and people are starting to wake up, and there is a great awakening. I want you to feel comfortable with this. We're starting to get our feet back under us. We're starting to realize that if we don't take advantage of we the people, that this country is a nation of the people, by the people, and for the people. If we don't get back on our feet pretty soon, we're not going to have a representative republic. We're going to have a communistic, socialistic form of government where you own nothing and they control every area of your life. How do they... they will vindicate or vilicate, I guess is the word, anybody who goes against their narrative. And I'm one of those. They don't like me, and I'm good with that because I don't care much for them either. Just saying, okay? But what do? They demonize you. They do what's called character assassination to you. They'll try to destroy you. Look at what they've done to Donald Trump from the day he got off that elevator and was president of the United States in 2020. They have done everything in their power to destroy that man's life. He was the only one that was doing it for the good of the public and not for his own good. And I can prove that. You know why? He's now released the proof that he lost billions of dollars while in office, where all the other politicians like Biden and that bunch have made millions and millions of taxpayer dollars, have stole it from us, and they're getting away with it. But they will radicalize you if you go against their narrative. In other words, they're going to start calling us radicals, or even worse, terrorists. And they will call us radicals if we're real religious people. If we believe that Jesus Christ is the true and living Son of God, and that all freedoms, our basic freedoms, come from God. Ooh, Roy, you're a radical, aren't you? No, I'm not a radical. I'm just going by what the Bible teaches and what we believed and what our founding fathers believed. You're a radical if you believe that the elections were rigged. yet the proof is coming out every day that they were highly, highly rigged elections. You're going to see it. I'm just talking. You're going to see it. They're going to call you radical if you think we ought to have lower taxes, that we ought to have lower interest rates. Oh, you're a radical. This is all happening. And listen, they're even so, they think we're so stupid that they're saying that all of this that's going on is Donald Trump's fault. Good grief, how stupid do they think we are? I watched while he was president. We had lower interest rates, lower gas prices, higher incomes, more people working. Our borders was being protected. More Hispanics and blacks and other races working than ever before in the history of our company. I shouldn't say that, although that's what we are now. We're an incorporation, our country, while he was in office, than we've had since, and it's getting worse by the day. There's no way around it. You can't convince me of anything different without showing me proof, and you can't show me proof. Now, you can get all emotional and tore up and cry and try to make me feel ashamed of myself, but that has nothing to do with truth or fact. Okay? You're a radical if you believe that our election was rigged. Well, then I'm a radical. You're a radical if you want lower taxes. You're a radical if you want energy independence for our nation. If you don't think America ought to be dependent on other countries, you're a radical. You're a radical if you think you ought to be free to bear arms. We do have that freedom. Check it out. You're a radical if you think the politicians should be held responsible for the sorry decisions they make and the impact it has on people. Good grief, they ought to be held responsible. You're a radical if you don't want to wear a mask. You're radical if you want freedom of speech. You're radical, if you want criminals imprisoned. Have you watched how many they're releasing? You're radical if you want to raise your own food, to raise your own children. You're a radical if you want freedom to choose what kind of health care you have. So, folks, if you believe in Freedom Friday in the United States of America under the original Constitution like I do, follow along with us. And if you'd like to come to one of our state's national gatherings where you learn the truth, feel free to come any last Monday of any month. On Mondays, it's always at 5:30 right here at Herbs and More in Athens, and we'll be opening your eyes so you can see the truth, because only the truth will set you free. Now, with that said, today, I want you to believe two things. Number one, believe in our country. Believe in the Constitution of the United States the way it was originally planned to be. Believe in the Bible, the Word of God, and put God first in your life. I tell you what, if you'll start doing that, your life will change just like mine changed. And everybody I know that has that same belief system, it changes for them because your eyes open. Suddenly you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Thank you for listening to today's health update. I hope you've enjoyed this week. It's been wonderful for me. I hope that God continues to bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com, or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.